Hello.
Karina.
Yes.
Hi, this is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this, by any chance?
I'm sorry?
Did you have an attorney that helped you out with this?
No.
Okay. I see. No worries. Do you know if anyone was diagnosed with any tumors after using Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am. Me.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know if it was a meningioma tumor?
Yes, meningioma. Meningioma, yes.
And I'm so sorry. Did you want to see if you met the full criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the settlement?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of course. Again, you said you haven't signed with any law firm, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States, Karina?
I am.
Perfect.
Hold on 1 second, love. Let me get where I can completely hear you. There's some stuff in the background. I'm going to go to a quieter place. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry. I can hear you. I can hear better now.
Okay, perfect. No worries. Again, I was just asking, let's see here. Oh, you were a resident of the United States. Perfect. And then you said you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
It was October 9th, 2014.
Okay, so I have October.
I'm
9th.
Sorry, you guys gotta bear with me. Ever since my surgery, my memory's kind of so I have to just bear with me a little bit.
I completely understand, and that's completely fine. So I have here October 9th, 2014. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your date of birth?
What's my date of birth?
Mm-hmm.
It's July 15th, 1977.
Okay, perfect. So July 15th, 1977. Now, would you happen to know anyone else that used Depo Provera was affected by it?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. That is good to hear. And you know it was Depo Provera, the brand name, or was it another generic version?
Yeah, it was Depo Provera.
Okay. And it is a little redundant, but did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know when you started using it?
I'm not real sure, but I want to say April. It was early part of April, I think maybe April 12th.
Okay. And you think that was 2012?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So around April of 2012, and again, estimates are completely fine here. When do you think was the...
No, not 2012. April the 12th.
Oh, April 12th of what year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And April 12th of what year do you think you started?
April 12th, 2012. That's what it was.
Okay. April 12th, 2012. And when do you think was the very last time you used it? Was that around October of 2014 when you were diagnosed?
It was July 2014.
Okay. July of 2014. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Perfect. And then I have your first name spelled Corina. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then last name, I have Lennon, L-E-N-N-O-N. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a middle name?
Yes, it's Starmika, S-T-A-R-M-K-A.
Okay, I'm not sure I got all of that. I got Starmika, S-T-A-R-M as in mom, I-K-A.
M-E-K-A.
E, okay. So S-T-A-R-M-E-K-A, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then what was your social?
555-517125.
Perfect. 555-517125, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then your email address, it was submitted here with the inquiry. It looks like it's last name, firstname861@gmail.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the best phone number to reach you is this 228-860-9580?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about the best address?
It's 7501 Highway 57, Van Cleve, Mississippi, 39565, Cabin 3.
Okay. Can you repeat the zip code for me?
39565.
Perfect. Okay. So I have 7501, and then it populated here as MS57 in Van Cleve, Mississippi, 39565. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Cabin 3.
Okay. You said cabin 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so again, that's 7501 MS57, and that's cabin 3, Van Cleve, Mississippi, 39565.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then what was the doctor's name that diagnosed you? Do you remember?
It's Justin, Dr. Justin.
Mm-hmm.
What was his last name? Dr. Owens. Yeah,
okay.
Mhm.
And was that based out there in Mississippi?
It was no, I wasn't in Mississippi.
Okay.
His name's Dr. Justin Owens, I'm pretty sure. But hospital was St. Tammany Parish Hospital.
Okay. Okay, so I do see a Dr. Justin Owens. Okay, and repeat for me the facility name. I got
St. Tammany Parish Hospital. It's in Covington, LA.
Okay. Okay, I'm not seeing it. What was the second word? It was Saint what?
Tammany.
County?
It's spelled T-A-M-M-A-N-Y and then P-A-I-S-H Hospital.
Oh, I see. And this was in Covington?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I found it. So it's Saint Tammany Parish Hospital, and that was on Tyler Street. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, ma'am. 1202 Tyler Street. Yes,
perfect.
Ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Great. Now, do you know if before the meningioma you ever received any cancer diagnosis or anything similar to that?
No. The tumor. They did a CAT scan. I did have radiation therapy.
Okay. And that was for the tumor?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Okay, I am taking note of that. Do you know if you have the medical records for all of this?
I can send off for them.
Okay, perfect. So the attorneys, the hospital would have them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Karina, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
I guess my best friend, I guess you can put them down.
Okay, perfect. Again, we are not authorized to share any of your information with whatever emergency contact we put. It's just in case we can't reach you, whatever person would be able to reach you best. So do you have a first name and last name for them?
Okay, hold on. Okay, it's Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, or Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, and the number is area code 1228-214-8741.
Perfect. Okay, beautiful. And do you have an address for them? If not, I can put yours in that field.
Yeah, just put mine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you. Do you have a preference of it being sent to your email or your text messages?
No, not really. Sometimes things get lost in my emails because I get a lot of spam.
Right. Okay,
If you do a text message, I can do it right away.
Sounds good. I'll make sure to send that to your text messages. And that's 228-860-9580, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Now, I do want to verify some of the information on here, Karina, before I do send it out. Let me know if anything sounds incorrect, okay? I have your first name spelled C-O-R-I-N-A, middle name Starmika, S-T-A-R-M-E-K-A, last name Lennon, common spelling. I have your address is 7501, and that's MS57, Cabin 3 in Van Cleve, Mississippi, 39565.
It's Highway 57. You said MS, but it's Highway 57.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, so I did put Highway 57. It pops up as MS57 on.
Okay. I didn't.
No worries. I apologize for that. And then I have your date of birth. Let's see here, July 15th, 1977, and last year, social 555-517125. Is all that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now I did just send that out. You should be receiving it as a text message, and it'll say my name, Carolina Hernandez, wants to share DocuSign, something along those lines. Let me know once you do receive it.
Okay, love. I think I got it.
Okay, perfect. And like I said, you just click on that link, tap on those yellow fields. If you have any issues, let me know and I'll stay on the line.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I did just receive it on my end. Now, the attorneys will reach out, I would say, within 48 hours. They're going to give you a quick call. They're actually just going to verify some of the information we went over today, so it's just going to be a really quick call. After that, you know, you'll have their contact information. So if you have any questions, anything like that, you can always reach out to them or myself. Now, before I do let you go, Karina, do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so, not at this time.
Okay, great. Well,
would I have your number?
Yes, yes. So, sorry, I forgot to mention. I'm going to give you a quick text from my direct line. You're more than welcome to save my number. It's going to be a one-time text. On there, you can definitely reach out to me if you have any questions, any concerns, and it'll have the law firm's contact information as well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Karina. I hope you have a great day, and I hope the case goes very well for you.
You too, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.